Our next head coach on the call will be Ohio State's Chris Holtmann. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well. Thanks, as always, for joining us this morning. Before we get to questions from the media, could you just start us off with a brief opening statement?
Sure. Yeah, obviously, this is an exciting time of year for all teams in college basketball. You know, normally we're talking in March here, but obviously a little bit earlier this year. But this time of year is exciting for everybody, and I think all the coaches in the league are like us. You're trying to get your guys healthy and get your team playing as well as it can play. We had a wonderful regular season, and I know we got some great challenges ahead of us here in tournament play. So. Looking forward to the next couple weeks here.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now open it up to questions.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Adam Jarity, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Chris. After the game on Friday night, you had really emphasized the need for rest in these next couple of days. What is your schedule like for these next couple of days, and how have you – or how are you going to try to do that for your guys going into the weekend?
Yeah, Adam, we obviously took got back late, so we took Saturday off and are going to practice yesterday, but it was not it was still a little bit of a recovery day, but did get a move in and got them in the training room and got a lift in, those kind of things. We're gonna go hard today. And then probably take tomorrow off, and then prepare for either Northwestern or Penn State Wednesday, Thursday. So, you know, that's the plan. Obviously, we do have some tired legs. I think we all saw that a little bit with some of our guys, but everybody does this time of year. We certainly have a couple guys that have carried a major load. So, be good. Hopefully, this week will be good for them.
And what was your reaction when you see the bracket get finalized? And obviously you don't know who you play, but you could play a team that's presented some significant matchup problems. What was the reaction to seeing the final bracket come out and looking at the challenge ahead?
Yeah, you just said it. That's what it is. That's a challenge. Obviously Northwestern, that was a close game there. And I think, you realize obviously Penn State's beat us twice and really manhandled us the last time they played us. This time of year, all the games are going to be pretty close, and you're going to have to play well to win in advance from this point on. So, even though you have a double bye, I've been fortunate to have a bye a few times, and that team has played, and the team you're going to play has played and won a game, and they're playing with confidence, and you're going to need to play well to beat them in advance, and that's there are no easy routes in this thing, and there's no easy routes in the NCAA tournament. So if you're hoping for that, you're probably not in the right mindset.
Thanks.
Sure.
And our next question comes from the line of Bill Landis, Cleveland.com.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Bill.
I wanted to ask you a little bit just about your career success in conference tournaments. You've obviously had great success at both places you've been before Ohio State, but it seems like a little bit that the conference tournament play specifically has been, or success in conference tournament play has been something that's eluded you a little bit. I'm just wondering if that's something that's stuck with you, and if there are any, common threads that you've seen with your teams throughout the years when you do get into these conference tournaments.
Well, it's nice of you to bring it up, Bill. I appreciate that. It's so nice of you here on a beautiful morning, sunny morning here to bring up my conference tournament record. No, in all honesty, I've not put a whole lot of stock into it. Honestly, I think, we've had some really close games and some tough matchups, and I think played in overtime maybe once or twice. Played a team that's advanced. We won a game and. When I was at Gardner-Webb in the conference tournament, won a game, got a bye, won a game, and then ran into a really hot team that ended up winning the league tournament in the finals. So, I think the biggest – we played really well last year in the Big East tournament. Xavier was just really hot and made a few more plays down the stretch. So I really don't put a whole lot of stock into it. I think there's been one year that I would say that I was really disappointed with how we played. Of the years that we were part of this thing, one year that I was really disappointed at Butler. The other 2 years, I felt like we played well. We just didn't quite finish.
Again, to ask culture question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Steve Hilligan, 27 Sports.
Hey, Coach. I want to go back to Indiana just for a second and look at that second overtime where I think the lead changed every time somebody made a shot for five minutes. Just kind of an amazing run of possessions there on both sides. Just what was your thought? I don't know if you've gone back and looked at it and analyzed it, but just kind of how the teams stood in the center of the ring and just traded punches back and forth, and you guys were lucky to land the last punch.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Steve. I think it was just kind of hanging on and almost like whoever was going to have the ball in their hands last was probably going to win that game. And I think, you know, for those that watched, it was a really exciting game. I was really pleased with a lot of things from that game to go into an environment like we went into and play with the kind of poise that we needed to. And even if we would have lost, I think I would have felt like, hey, you know, we took some good things out of this. You know, having said that, you look back and certainly there are things that defensively we need to improve on and offensively as well. But, you know, I liked how we played in a lot of areas. I thought we played really hard. I thought we played with good poise. I thought the last, couple minutes there in double overtime was an exciting game. And CJ made a heck of a play there. And our guys enjoyed that one. It's hard to win on the road. It's hard to win on the road in that environment. So certainly some things we can take from it, but was pleased with some areas as well, for sure.
Yeah, and also second, if I can ask, your seniors, Cam and Jayshon, and also Andrew, Andrew, I guess, was part of a conference tournament championship team, but the other two don't have a ring. And as well as you played, you know, this during the regular season, you had as many wins as anybody probably that has.
Did I lose you, Steve?
Yeah, I think we might have lost Steve. So, Coach, again, thanks a lot for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Appreciate it.